Hey, yo, and here we go. Another episode of We Talk Music's on the air and in your ear and live and in person with Mr. Brett Podcast and myself, Mo Brett. Enough yakking. You've been talking too much so far. Let's get on with it. Who are we here standing with?
Well, we are here standing with a friend of the show. Sitting, yeah, that's right. Friend of the show, Ross the Boss, who has a new album coming out on March 6th, and this one is Born of Fire. We are here at Dickens, and you're just about to go on and do a set of Manowar songs. So, Ross, how are you?
We're really good, and we're really having fun in the wild Pacific Northwest here in Canada. And a lot of driving, but, you know, we're here. We're in Calgary, and... What can I say? We're going to rip this place apart tonight.
That's all we ask for, really. I mean,
what time did you get in yesterday?
We got in today.
Today, okay.
Because we had one show canceled in Salt Lake City due to the I-80 was closed. We had to wait there. We had to wait at this truck plaza for all day Thursday.
Wow.
And then they finally opened the roads because these shows could have been in danger. Getting here, but thankfully the Wyoming State Police opened the roads, you know, and we flew out of there like yesterday morning, and we've been driving ever since.
So then, what is your condition like on the road? Like, do you have a big size tour bus then?
No, it's not a big tour bus. We have a recreational vehicle that's owned by our tour manager, and it sleeps six, and you know it's comfortable, it's warm. Doing the job, you know, it's not extreme luxury, but that's not what this tour is about. The tour in April is in Europe is much bigger, but for a whole month. But this North American run is to introduce the band to a lot of people that haven't seen the band, haven't seen me, have just heard about me probably over the years. And a lot of metal fans are, you know, in that prove me mode, which is perfectly fine. And we are just, you know, we're ripping the people's heads off and showing it to them as they die. And it's just, it's great because I know the reaction and the band is just sensational. And we are doing songs from the new record. Not many now because it's not out, but we have to get ourselves ready for the new record tour in April, but it's what we're doing is really good. It's jam packed, plenty of songs, high energy, just a world class ass kicking.
Well, and the question then is obvious: who is the members of the band, and what do they bring to it?
All right, so on drums we have Steve Bolognese, who's has been the band's drummer for 2 years. Since by Bloodsworn, he's been in the band 2 years. He played drums on the new record. I don't know if you have heard it yet.
Yep,
you've heard it.
Yeah,
okay,
so
you can attest to
the pounding and to also just the rip
finesse.
Your head off.
Yeah, I mean he's a finesse drummer and he's powerful and finesse at swinging at the same time. He's very very good. I mean incredibly good drummer. Your band is as good as the drummer. So he is absolutely fantastic. And on bass, we have the amazing Mike LePond. What can you say about him? This is in my opinion, he's as good or as better than Geezer Butler, John Entwistle, Geddy Lee. And that, he's in that atmosphere.
That echelon, yeah.
Yeah, he's in that echelon. I mean, if you're going to, what he does is just absolutely incredible. He plays with his fingers and he's an amazing musician.
Well, and I think in your case especially, like given the Manowar songs, you need that strong bassist.
Yes, yes. And he does everything that Joey did with a pick with his fingers.
Wow.
So, you'll see it. You'll hear it. Plus, he's also an amazing songwriter and arranger. And if it wasn't for him, this record wouldn't have been like this. He really, really helped me out greatly. He wrote compositions. He did Glory to the Slain, Fight the Fight, songs like that. And plus with his arranging talent. And then on singing, of course, is the amazing Mark Lopes, who has really, really come into his own. And he's every show I see him getting better and better. He's an amazing front man. Plus his lyrics, now he's two albums down.
We're
two albums down on, you know, his lyrics, his songwriting. And I told him on this record, I said, I don't want anything but hooks and hits.
Yeah.
That's all I want on my record. I said, I want memorable hooks and hits that people can sing, even in the most vicious songs.
Yeah.
And if you heard it, that's what we got. Sure. Yeah. So Mark is, so we have an incredibly tight unit that has played together for 2 years. We've played hard for 2 years, hard touring, and it's paying off. I mean, because the band is just firing on all cylinders, you know, and we really love playing together. And we go through anything, like what we just went through to get here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We went through 3 days to come here, you know, and nothing was going to stop us.
But those are the kind of things, they're so important, I think, to a band, to help you gel and to just help you become a unit. Not just because it's one thing to become a unit on stage, I think, but it's quite another to become a unit off stage.
Correct. You know, we know each other now very well. We know what we're about. We know our weaknesses and our faults and you know, not that I have any.
No. You're Ross the boss.
No. Honestly, no. We're all human. And we're living together on this thing for 5 weeks for an RV because we're not getting hotels, you know, like we do in Europe. You know, it's like it's not, you know, everyone's getting their own hotel room kind of deal. We're banding together, we're supporting each other, we're playing like the way, you know, like we should.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't, you know, it's just the way it has to be because that's the way I am. And so we're really. We're digging in. We're not. Listen, there are flare-ups every now and then. there are some disagreements. There are some, you know. But in the end, we're doing pretty good. We're really doing pretty good.
Well, and that's one of the interesting things I think about doing a show like this and the way you tour. Because I mean, I'm very impressed by the fact that you're willing to get out there and you're able to get out there and do a show like this. And yeah, like the fact that it's so close to the release of the album. But I mean, it's great that you have all the back catalog and the Manowar songs so that you're able to kind of go back to that and do a show for the fans.
Yeah, absolutely. People want to see it. People, because you know, let's face it, Manowar was never as big as they were in Europe and North America, as in North America here. So, you know, it's not a huge base of fans, but they're scattered all over the place,
yeah.
You know, Manowar fans. And they're coming out. And the ones that are coming out are getting they're really, truly getting their heads ripped off. And in the old school way that I imagined it always to be, you know, so that's... And that's my take on it. There's no bullshit. There's no tapes. There's no special effects. There's no nothing. There's just come in and play, and just, you know, just knock the shit out of the place, and you know, as tight as can be. And we're improving. You know, we're constantly improving, and that's the way to go. And otherwise, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. There's no need to do, you know, to go through the motions. And we don't go through the motions. And we're a band that we owe everything to the fans, and that's just the way I am. I mean, you'll see me at the end of the show, see what I do.
Yeah.
You'll see what I do. I mean, you know, I'm not a, you know, I just, I owe everything to them. Everything that I am, I owe to them.
No, and you know,
I... the bands that I played it.
Yeah, and I know, I mean, Mo and I have been fans of yours for decades. And I mean, it's fantastic that we're able to sit here and talk to you because, I mean, this is just one of those cases where, you know, from the first Manowar album that we heard and then going back and checking out your back catalog with the Dictators and, of course, Manitoba's Wild Kingdom, mm-hmm. which I know we talked about last time. But yeah, I mean, this is, and your willingness to work in so many different genres as well. I mean, but like you say, it's rock and roll. So
well,
you just
well, listen,
play
now,
it.
Listen to this upcoming schedule. So... The original Dictators, me, Andy, Scott, top 10, the three of us, and we have a surprise drummer. His name is Albert Bouchard from Blue Oyster Cult. We're starting to record the original Dictators.
Nice.
You know, we're not going to be working with Mr. Manitoba anymore, but that's in a whole nother issue. It's the original Dictators. They started the record already, so that I get back in the end of February. That's when I'm going to record for the original Dictators. RTB goes out in April, and Shaken Street is is working, has been offered shows at the end of August in Belgium. So I think Shaken Street, well, we did 15 shows last year in France, so we're going to do Shaken Street in, with Dean Rispler and JP from Dictators NYC.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. So it just keeps, you know, I don't take any time off.
No.
So
never slowing down.
Never slowing down. You know, when they tell me to slow down, when my body tells me it's time to, you know, they shut me down, then I'm going to do it. But I'm going to go out. I'm just going to go out like the workaholic that I am, and that's just the way I am. So, you know, want to come see it? Come see it. No, stay home.
Yeah, for sure.
Stay the fuck home. Okay. But if you come here, you're going to get your heads ripped off.
So then, yeah, like, I mean, tell me about getting your heads ripped off and the live experience, like, because for the fans that maybe need to know what it's like to get their head ripped off.
Well, if you've never seen a real, true, old-school ass-kicking, the way I do it, the way I proposed it, the way I envisioned Man of War to be, and it really never did happen, it happened in spurts, but, first of all, you're going to come to the show, and there's no intro tape, there's no any of that gaudy shit that goes on in power metal, although that I did invent power metal with Joey. You know, there's none of that stuff in this band. We just come on stage, good sound, whatever lights are there, and we just rip. You know, one song after another, there's no bullshit after songs, there's no talking, there's no announcing, there's no, you know, it's just complete rock and roll, rock show.
Nice.
When I hear that, it makes me think of the Ramones. I mean, that's, you know, that experience. They just faced the crowd. They never turned away from them.
Right.
Just one song after another kicked your ass every night.
That's right. That's exactly right, the way you said that, because it's my punk ethic in music that's the way it should be. And it's more exciting that way. And it's working every single night. You know, Mark totally agrees. He goes, Mark is like so hyped up with energy. You know, he goes, no downtime. You know, he barely gives Mike LaPond the time to tune his bass. Because when we do a few different tunings, and, you know, the guy's like, you'll see him. He's like jacked up. And but that's good. Okay. Because he's passionate. He's so passionate about the show. And he's like, no matter what happens during the day, no matter what we go through, no matter what bullshit we hear, you know, we have this. This is what we have together.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's a sacred thing for us, so.
Well, and I think, you know, the fans can always tell when you're passionate about something and when you're going through the motions. There's no question.
They know when bands mail it in. I've seen that plenty of times. You know, it disappoints me. It breaks my heart when I see that. And I see it more than, I see it a lot. Guys that are getting out there, older guys are just getting out there just so they can make money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's the way the music business is now, and I think it's despicable if they're not doing the business. I ain't gonna mention any names, but
yeah,
you don't have to mention any names. You just tell us afterwards.
All right, I'll tell you off the record.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's just because like especially when it comes to metal. I mean, there's a certain type of fan that really expects their metal, and yeah, like. When you can go out and you can get your blood pumping and all that stuff, I mean that's what matters, right?
There's no question. I mean, one thing about the metal fan is they're loyal.
Oh, like, my God!
You know,
oh, they are so loyal. You know, they buy everything you got. They know we need it, and they just give it to you. Give it to us. If we're true to them, they will be true to us, true to you, to your band, forever.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have to die, literally die, to stop it. They would have to die to do it, you know? So that's basically where it's at.
So then what has the early reaction to Born of Fire been like?
Well, the reviews that I've read so far have been tremendous. I mean, you know, the record, as you know, it's different than the last record.
It is, yeah. That's one of the things that I noticed, right. It seems a little bit heavier, a little bit closer to the thrash side, almost.
It's a little two or three songs, yeah. But the as I said, we played 2 years, and the songwriting and the band is heavier and tighter and more real and more ready to go, and the sound of it is just I mean, it's brutal.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a great sounding record. Steve Lieberman, he did an amazing job. I mean, it just stands up right there with Painkiller, because we, you know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, so I think it's a new, it's the new side of the band, right, while retaining the old ethic. I think we've improved upon it. You know, we've added a few elements, correct, but I think that's good for heavy metal. I think if a band stays the same, it's you're not moving, you're not progressing. You know, if you stay the same, you're not moving. So, and we've decided to make a much more heavier record, and we have the tracks. I mean, you know, Denied by the Cross. You'll probably hear that one tonight.
Yeah.
Denied by the Cross, Made in the Shadows. I mean, that's an. That's just amazing. You know, Michael Romeo did the.
Okay.
He did the orchestration on that, and he's amazing.
No, yeah, I mean, killer stuff for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, and you know, God Killer and Undying and all these songs are just, you know, they're just ready to be plucked out. You know, so Born of Fire itself, you know. I'm particularly proud of my guitar playing on this record. So, you know, I think it's fresh. I think it's just ripping, just great. You know, ballads. You know, Blackest Heart.
Yeah.
You know, the way it starts, I think it's great.
For sure. You know? No, it's well, and you know, I'll say this: you're a really good guitarist.
Well, yeah. Well, I've been playing long enough. It's about time I got it right.
Stating the obvious.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You would think after 45 years, 1975, of getting Go Grokers, I'd possibly hit a few good notes every now and then.
Do you still practice? Do you still, you know, trying to, I mean, what do you do to try and improve to this day when you've been playing for that long?
No doubt, I practice all the time. When I have the time, I really practice to push myself hard. You know, I find joy in just practicing. I take out my acoustic guitar, go through that, getting faster on those things, getting more exact. I'm more into these days playing more precisely. And if I think it up, I want to be able to do it, to execute my thought and, you know, my melody. You know, it's just, I find myself getting more melodic on the old stuff, and I get more cranked up on the new stuff. And, you know, it's fun for me every night. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a trip that I go on, and I'm enjoying playing, and, you know. It's just a passion of mine. I just enjoy it. I mean, you know, it's the only time when I'm really truly free, in my mind. I set a post on Facebook and I got a zillion likes on it again. It's the only time I'm truly free.
Yeah.
Really, of all the business ends and the record company demands and everybody saying this and the money and the payroll and this and that. My time on stage, it's when I'm in my, you know, it's when I'm in my zone, you know, and I don't care if there are 5 people or 50,000 out there. It's my time on stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's when, you know, because that's just the way it is. I mean, you know, so.
How much of the business do you wind up having to take care of then?
Well, I got to take care of 100% of it. Yeah. Because my manager and I, on the agents, you know. I'm responsible for everybody when I'm out on the road. I mean, I'm paying, everybody gets paid, and not badly. I mean, everyone's doing okay. I retain all the risk.
Yeah.
You know, the budget's not huge, especially in this one. I'm getting, if it makes it, I'm going to get. Like, so far, thank God, I get all the merchandise and all that stuff. And you know what else is a great thing? We budgeted $2.79 a gallon of gasoline.
Yep.
And we've been paying $2.12.
Wow.
$2.42, $2.09. We hear next week it's going to go down below $2 in the U.S. So that's where we're really saving a lot of money this time, thank God. So, but I retain all the risk in this business, you know. You know, in the dictators, we all risk it because we're all getting equal split, you know. The 4 of us are going to get equal split. So, but, you know, when I do solos, when I do studio work, I get, you know, everyone's, I get money, you know, I'm like, I get hired. But this is my band. I'm boss. I'm fighting general here. I'm the fighting general. I make, you know, but I make sure everyone's well taken care of before I am taken care of.
Not just a nickname.
Yeah. my boys, my band comes before me, you know. I do anything for them because you know what? Because I want them to feel good. Is, you know, and this is what I've been doing for since we started this. So that's why people love working for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm not a selfish prick. I'm not.
Seems like you have experience with that too.
Yes, yes. I've experienced that end of it. He'll shall not be named. But you know, my goal is to be. I want to make money. I want to be rich.
Sure.
But not at the expense of my band. You know, not cutting corners on my boys. I won't. I won't do it.
Well, you know, and we've talked to so many artists before, and I mean, they basically say that they're willing, like, it doesn't matter if it breaks even, as long as you get out to the fans and do the show. And if it makes money, then that's awesome. Right, but it's just about being able to get out and play live.
That's true. That's a real band talking, you know. And we're, definitely, you know. And the thing is, this first tour is really helping us because the next time we come back, it's going to be, I mean, people are flipping out. So,
yeah,
you know, we're planting the seeds. We knew we were going to hit either some great ones or some, like Toronto was out. Toronto was off the fucking hook. And those Eastern Canadian shows. Yeah. The people went bananas. Bananas. You know, and so we know when we're coming back, you know, and we'll see what the reaction here is in Western Canada. But I think there's a huge metal scene. It's more like Europe and Canada here, mm-hmm. You know. So hopefully tonight it won't disappoint me.
Yeah.
I'm counting on it.
You must be really excited to get to the new songs and to be able to play a lot of them live.
Yeah. It's you know, because we've been doing this Manowar thing for a while now, and we do it with respect and reverence as it deserves. Otherwise, I would never play it like that. So. You know, I suspect I'll always have to play some of that stuff in my set, you know, and it's the way it is because that's my legacy. So I'm going to do it, but we're going to, this new record is going to get aired out soon. It's going to, you know, I'll put my new record up against anything in metal right now.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that's out there. You hear me? You hear me, folks?
That's right. Tell them. Tell them the way it's supposed to be. Again, true metal.
It's true metal, but it's kicking ass. It's got thrash element on a couple of tunes. It's got this Motorhead, you know, Glory of the Slain, this kind of that Mike wrote, and my tunes and Mark's tunes. Really fantastic. So.
Well, and when you can keep releasing an album every couple of years, then it's fantastic because it I mean, I'm sure it's a lot of work, but at the same time, it keeps you out there.
Oh, well, you know what? We did Born of Fire not even two years ago, and the label and Dragon Agency said, well, if you want to come back in next 2 years from now, if you want to come back in 2020, you have to have a new record. I go, what? What? Are you kidding? You need another one? I go, and I was originally I was depressed about it. Honestly, I was kind of depressed. I said, I got to do another record. You know, how many riffs do I have? I mean, you know, I'm not a spit out riff machine. You know, it's like,
you seem like it.
Yeah, well, they don't grow on trees. And so we listen, I said, guys, you gotta help. So we started. Mike had ideas, Mark had ideas, and so we put this is what we put together.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great job. I think the songs, the 12 songs are just standout tunes. I mean, you know, hooks and hits. That's what I want.
Hooks and hits. There you go.
That's what we got.
That's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah. Well, you got anything else, Bill?
I don't think so.
All right.
Just let us know where everybody know where they can get it and when it's coming out. Just to go.
When are we going to air this?
It'll probably go up in the next week.
Okay, so the record's coming out March 6th on AFM, AFM Germany. You can pre-order the record now. You can go on our Facebook pages. You can go on my page. I have it plastered all over. Ross the Boss Fans, Ross the Boss Band, Mark Lopes' page. Mike LePond's page, Steve Bolognese's page, everything. It's the links are out there. You can pre-order it. There's vinyl coming out. There's all sorts of, you know, this is how we're doing it, and that's how AFM does it, you know. So we're excited. We're excited, you know.
We're excited for you too.
That's right. And we're excited to get our heads ripped off tonight. So yeah. So that is going
to
be
awesome.
That's the
way I've always wanted to go, yeah. Honestly.
That's a good way to go. We have a great sound man. He's our tour manager, Dave Gordon. He's doing an amazing job driving. It's his RV. I can't believe how hard he works.
That's hardcore.
He is fucking hardcore. And, you know, it's like, it's love, it's dedication. Because he sees it's going to go to the next level. You know,
yeah.
And we're just paying our dues now in North America. We have to. Because haven't done it yet, you know.
Yeah.
But we're enjoying ourselves, and we're enjoying the process.
Awesome. Well, Ross the Boss, thank you so much for coming on the show again. Look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you very much.
As always, an incredible honor, my friends, always. Just stay true, everybody. Support the metal bands. Support the young bands coming up, because they need your help. It's so hard for them. And support yours truly, Ross the Boss Band. Buy that record. If everyone bought 10 copies, I don't think that's too much to ask.
Totally reasonable.
Why, do you think that's too much to ask?
No.
Okay.
Hey,
all right. So
you need at least one. You need one for the car. You
that's
need
right.
one for work. You need
exactly.
one for home. I mean, you'll get up to 10,
yeah,
no problem.
Yeah. That's
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm such a card, aren't I?
Well, thanks, Russ.
All right.